It's a dilemma many American families confront. When to ask mom or pop if they're ready to move into an old folks home. For newer Americans, that very idea often clashes with cultural expectations. A for-profit senior housing chain and a Seattle nonprofit are separately investing millions of dollars to expand senior living options specifically geared for Chinese elders. The demand for this housing reflects changing attitudes among Asian immigrant families about how to give and receive care in old age. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Development manager Brian Palmore paints a vivid picture of the luxury retirement home that will soon rise from what is now a vacant lot in the Seattle suburb of Newcastle.
This would be the main dining area and dining facility, and directly behind us is where the Zen Garden will be.
Senior housing operator Aegis Living is targeting Chinese Americans and Chinese immigrants with this $50 million retirement community.
And then right next to the sports den, we have the Mahjong room, gaming room.
Some other planned features in this 100-unit private pay facility include multilingual nurses, chair Tai Chi, a tea room, and Asian foods on the menu. Aegis Living founder and CEO Dwayne Clark says demographic research uncovered a huge market for culturally appropriate senior care.
There's 92,000 Chinese Americans within 25 miles. There's 30,000 within 7 miles. I said, you're kidding, you know. So I couldn't believe that.
Clark said for good measure, his company brought in a feng shui consultant to review the site plans. The development has been named Aegis Gardens. Across Lake Washington in southeast Seattle, construction is also underway. A nonprofit called Kinon is spending about $7 million to expand its existing nursing home into a campus. When completed, it will provide a continuum of housing options for elderly Asian immigrants. Sam Wan has been Kinon's director from the beginning 30 years ago. The halls now echo with conversations in Cantonese and Mandarin. But Wan remembers the initial doubts about whether Chinese families would put their elders in an old folks home.
The new immigrants would be considering having their elders stay at their home. And they live together, 3 generations together. The nursing home phenomena is pretty much a Western type of culture.
That pretty much describes the expectations placed on Pam Tsai and her sister. The sisters took in and looked after their aging mother, but then mom, who doesn't speak English, needed skilled nursing care.
My mom, she like Chinese food, and she talk, you know, Cantonese. She likes it here.
Because Kinon accommodates those needs, the family finds it acceptable. Across town, Aegis Living CEO Clark recalls similar conversations about whether Chinese American families are ready for this.
And I remember meeting with this one woman who was an executive, a high-tech executive, and she said, you know, Dwayne, I spent almost $200,000 going to Stanford and getting my undergraduate degree and my MBA. I don't know that I want to stay home and take care of my mother-in-law. I want to put my MBA to work. And she said, I think this is an idea whose time has come.
The challenge then for Clark and colleagues is to be better than staying at home.
And if you're the best, then the guilt of people having their mom and dad in this place, it will dissipate. It will go away.
Clark says he's also looking at building luxury senior housing for Chinese in Vancouver, B.C. The company's first project with that focus opened more than a decade ago in the San Francisco Bay Area. There's an historical twist to the current project outside Seattle. It happens to face China Creek. The place name dates back more than a century to when immigrant Chinese laborers settled higher up along the creek. They found relative safety there after their huts in a nearby coal mining camp were burned by a xenophobic mob. I'm Tom Bonsi in Newcastle, Washington.